What do you want? No, thank you. I said no. I don't want to have a drink with you. Goodbye. You too. Keep moving, buddy. No. I didn't come here to be hit on. I came here because this is where the alcohol is. Now, get lost. That's the fifth time I've been hit on tonight. What about this gal says, "Hey everybody, I'm an easy hookup. Come bother me." Ugh. Hey, watch it. What is wrong with you? Oh, you're not trying to get my attention. You're just drunk. No, I get it. It was an accident. Why don't you go over there so you don't have any more accidents around me? God, that one is totally blitzed. And it doesn't look like anybody else is part of his group. Uh-oh. It looks like the Lindsay, the Wicked Witch of the West, has spotted him. I think she's tried picking up everyone that's here tonight. But all the regulars know she's bad news. You won't wake up naked in her bed. You'll wake up with all the money in your bank account gone. And now she's got her eyes on her drunk friend. Tough. Sucks to be him, I guess. He should have known better than to do this to himself. What happens next is on him. Ah, damn it. I just wanted a peaceful drink tonight. Hey honey, where have you been? Come on, let's head home, okay? Yeah, it's me, your date, remember? No, don't worry about it. You've had a lot to drink already. You're a little woozy and forgetful. Believe me, I understand. This is the third time this has happened tonight. But come on, I think it's time for us to go. Okay, go ahead and finish your drink, then we're leaving. You've had a long night already. Yeah, there you go. Lean on me. Let's head out. Okay. Are you sober enough to tell me which one is your car? Let's hope you're correct, and I don't look like I'm trying to steal someone else's car. Okay, let's take you back to my place. Gonna throw up? Because it would be best if you did it out here on the lawn rather than on my carpet or my furniture. Alright, if you're sure, then come on in. Come here, lay down on the couch. I'll sit down so you can use my lap as a pillow. There. Is that comfortable? No, I'm not really your date. it's just... You know what? Never mind. I'll explain it all when you wake up. And I'll explain it softly, because you're going to have one incredible hangover from the looks of it. Just rest. I think you need it. That's right, I've got you. You're safe with me. I think you've fallen asleep, but I'm not sure. You keep muttering things I can't quite make out. I'll just keep stroking your hair to make you feel better. Lucinda? Who's Lucinda? I wonder who that is. Maybe the person who did this to you. The person that made you so upset that you threw yourself into the crowded bar and got wasted not caring. Or maybe even wanting somebody to hurt you. You're broken, aren't you? You're laying on my lap, in my house, asleep, or nearly asleep, and I don't even know your name. I'm better off than you, though. You don't know my name either. But you also don't even know you're in a stranger's house, do you? You're sleeping on a stranger's lap, in her house. You have no idea how lucky you are. As hot as you are, and as wasted as you are, you would definitely would have ended up with someone that would have... Oh. I guess there's no point in wondering about that now. You're here with me. I'll keep you safe. Good night, wherever you are. Yeah? Yeah, of course you're all right. That's right. You're on my lap. And no, no, you're not dead. But not for a lack of trying. What were you thinking getting as drunk as you did alone in a crowded bar like that? Who says that I don't care? Look, I just... You look like you needed help, that's all. Hey, you're the one waking up on a stranger's lap. I think I get to ask the questions, not you. Who's Lucinda? No, she didn't show up at the bar. You're repeating her name in your sleep. Who is she? Oh. I see. Yeah, that sucks. No, no, that explains a lot. How long did you say you two had been together? I'm sorry. It's okay. Go ahead and let it out. No, I don't mind. And I think you need somebody around this time that will keep you from trying to hurt yourself again. That's exactly what you were trying to do, whether you were conscious of the fact or not. So now, you're going to keep lying on my lap and resting for a bit. I'm assuming you've got a headache anyway. That's what I thought. So stay put and stop complaining. This feels nice, doesn't it? I've never gone through something like this. Why is that better? You heard me. Why am I better off for never having gone through this? I've lived most of my life trying to avoid this very thing. When you believe that every relationship has a disaster waiting to happen, you treat every relationship like a trap to avoid. But try my best to comfort you while you're grieving. It feels good. And it makes me wonder if I'm the one that messed up. Now, think about it. You said yourself you've been together for about a year and a half, and everything was pretty good up until a few days ago when she broke up with you, right? Were you lonely before you met her? If I had told you a year and a half ago when you were lonely, right before you met her, that you were going to have 18 months of happiness, followed by 18 hours of sorrowful drinking and suffering, would you have taken that deal? You see, 18 months versus 18 hours. You did good. Unlike me, I'm the one who keeps choosing to avoid the 18 months of happiness to avoid the 18 months of sorrow. So, who's better off in the end? Me or you? Besides, you're really cute. You'll find somebody else right away. And the fact that you're this broken up about it means that you've either got a lot of love to give, or you're really, really pathetic. And some chicks dig pathetic. Sure. I brought you home, didn't I? You better believe I have a point. Now come on. Let me get cleaned up. Then I'll take you to a place where you can do the same, and then I'll take you out for some breakfast. How does that sound? Great. We'll have you back on your feet and looking for love in no time. And who knows? Maybe the real love of your life is a lot closer than you think.